la maudite des Vichaux.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Yo, no, you're an angel witch. I nailed it. Am I in sync with the universe?
I think so.
Am I in sync with the internet?
Sounds like it.
As I'm trying to sit as close to my screen as possible. How is this? Is this too close? What I wanted to say, as you could probably tell, I'm back in Ohio at the moment. If you can tell from my background and also my poor internet connection, not that my internet connection is that much better.
I was going to say it,
it's consistently crappy.
Yeah. It's equal. The backdrop is what tipped it off for me.
Your internet connection.
I was like, oh, he is in New York.
Ooh, burn. That's a sick burn.
Did Danzig make the trip again? Your Danzig shoulder piece that you always have over your shoulder there in Ohio? Is it back or no?
Oh, shit. I'm just realizing I don't know where that is.
It's in New York.
I don't know where that is. For those listening in the futuristic format, podcasting format, yeah, you're referring, where is that? I'm realizing I must have brought that back to New York. And it's probably like in a little
bathroom, maybe.
No, I would have gotten that framed, and I totally forgot about it. Now this has turned into a full blown caper. But I have a lot of excitement. That's okay. That's the first order of business. After we finish, I have to figure out where that is, get that framed for my home, and add it to my existing Danzig artwork in my home. I have another, and I apologize if he's listening, this artist, I can't think of his name right now because the art is not with me. It's in New York, but he painted a lovely portrait of me and Danzig that's hanging in my home in New York. And then I have to get this Danzig beefcake photo framed. But what I wanted to say is for a couple things. First of all, this is something I thought of just before the show.
What's that?
I'm trying to get a rumor going, and this episode we'll have to delete this episode basically because we can't let people come back here for the proof of this. Okay. I thought it would be a good rumor to spread that I'm actually Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers
mascot, the guy who plays
in the Gritty costume. So if anyone can just put it on Twitter, get it out there. Get the idea out there. Because it's just crazy enough to be true, right?
Anything's
just believable enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you guys ever watched The Adventures of Pete and Pete, but Michael Stipe was like the ice cream man.
See, and did they call him Michael Stipe?
No, because he had like a thing over his head. So no one actually knew it was Michael Stipe till like years later.
It was literally him the whole time?
It was him, yeah.
I literally was just emailing with Danny Tamborelli from Pete and Pete.
Oh, nice.
Just days ago, as I often do in my life. My life of glitz and glamour. Wait, but first I have to say, how are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm good.
And how are you doing, New Jersey chicken rancher Dez?
Doing great. Back in the swing.
Yeah, we were away last. I apologize. During my on-the-go, you know, my on-the-go lifestyle, we didn't get to go live last week. So I recorded this short mini episode. It went viral, wildly popular. And we're back better than ever this week. But this is the other thing. Breaking news. Just tonight, if you follow me on Instagram, where I am at Mr. Dave Hill, at Mr. Dave Hill, which is the same as our Twitch channel, which you should all subscribe to if you haven't already. I just got basic cable. No, no. What I wanted to tell you was, those of you who've seen on Instagram, I posted photos a couple times of the American Slovenian home here where in Ohio, where my bunker in Ohio is. And tonight, I'm proud to say I'm officially a member of the American Slovenian home.
Is there a ceremony?
It could not have been more anticlimactic. My girlfriend and I had been talking about joining for a while, but we thought... We got the applications, and it asks all these questions like, what relatives are you? Do you have from Slovenia? If so, what are their names? Asks all this stuff about Ellis Island, like what villages they're from in Slovenia. Making it like there's no way we're getting it. Like we kind of slept on the applications because we were like, we don't have what it takes to be let into... the American Slovenian Club.
Right.
And so finally, we filled out the applications. The section where it's like, tell us about your Slovenian blood and your Slovenian relatives, completely left blank. Though, to hopefully make up for it, it said, how can you help? How can you help out at the Slovenian home?
What do you bring to the table?
Comedian, musician, volunteer. So I was like, anyway, none of this mattered. I went in there, I handed the applications to the bartender, and she's like, okay, do you have the money? I'm like, yeah. You want it now? Like, you don't want to review the applications?
What were the dues?
$35 a year.
That's not bad.
A year.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, when will you let us know if we've been accepted? And they're like, you're in. And I was can I come back later tonight? And they're like, yeah. So I was like, how late are you open? This is where it gets ugly, though.
Right.
Because it's Monday. Normally, they're closed on Monday, I guess. And so I said, how late are you open? Said, I don't know. If there's cars in the driveway, we're open.
It's a club.
So, but she was like, 8, 9, I don't know.
They do any food there? Is it like a regular Slovakian menu choice of items that you can...
Seal Doyle's asking, what do we get for our $35?
Yeah.
I do not know. I couldn't tell you. I didn't wear my glasses inside because I was trying to not look as creepy.
They got a pool table.
And I think there might be a pool table. It pretty much looks like a dive bar. Mm-hmm. That's trying even less. No.
Do they have bands, like local bands, play there?
I don't know. It just seemed like a nice little bar. And then I think I saw a lot of White Claw in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that they would have like a selection of Slovenian beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping that they have at least one. But I'm going to go there. If I don't go tonight, I'll go tomorrow.
That's cool.
I'm super pumped.
Something to look forward to.
And then...
probably rent the hall out.
Put on a show. Oh, yeah. That's what... we're going to do a live broadcast from there. I'm allowed to bring guests.
There you go.
You could I could sign you guys in. You can only come three times, so until you join.
A year or forever? Like, I get three...
I don't know. This is my first day in the club, so I have a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
I'll shoot you an email so you don't forget.
I was supposed to go to Slovenia a few years ago. I was supposed to do a festival there, and then I had to cancel, unfortunately. So I've never even been to Slovenia, but it was locked and loaded. I was going there. I would have thrived in that environment. I've been to Slovakia. I realized that was going to be the next question. I have been there.
Mm-hmm. Dan Wally, Slovakian.
I think it does count, even though they're not really that close to each other. They're not as close as you want them to be. You figure they must be next door to each other. I don't think they are, but this is something I could easily check on. I could also easily check on it. This is another thing I've noticed. I don't like to talk about speech impediments, but the local news here, I won't say which channel, there's on the 6 o'clock news and then also the 7 o'clock news, they have two separate newscasters who both have that sort of Liza Minnelli lisp, you know, where they go. one of them goes 77 seconds at 7 and then next up, sports. And I always think, like, I'm not saying that I think everyone should be able to be a newscaster. I'm not. Sure. And one of my favorite talk show hosts, Jonathan Ross, famously has a speech impediment. Mm-hmm. So obviously you can, who cares?
Yeah.
But I just think the odds of there being two newscasters in back-to-back broadcasts, because the 6:30 is the national news. Back-to-back local broadcasts, I should say.
Right.
I guess it sounds like I'm being negative, doesn't it?
A little bit.
I wouldn't say negative. I mean, like you said, they earned that chair one way or another. And if they had to overcome their speech impediment, if it even is one, or if it's just a little sloppy talk.
Yeah, I don't. I just think it seemed odd that two in a row.
Is it like folksy? Is it something that the local station is going for?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm just saying the odds. That's more the issue. Okay, now I'm looking up Slovenia on the map so we can just, you know, now that it seems like I've taken swipes at, okay, Slovakia. And then we're going to go Slovenia. I love that in Slovenia, there's a statue like, or what happened? There was like a really bad statue of Melania Trump.
Oh, really?
An American sculptor made it. It looks like it was made by a child. I think he made it intentionally horrible.
Pull this up now.
Okay, Slovenia is 430 miles.
Have you seen this thing, this statue?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Too bad. Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is truly great. Hold on.
It's pretty great.
You're saying Slovenia is 430 miles from Slovakia?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Look at that statue. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It nails it.
From a distance, it's undeniable.
Yeah. There's like an angry face scratched into it.
It's got a mouse face.
It's pretty great, I have to say. It's absolute genius. Oh, gosh. Let me take this opportunity to plug something else.
Continue. Yeah.
As I've said before, December 9th, my special, The Pride of Cleveland, is is going to be fully viewable on the 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube page. Everyone has to watch it, tweet it, spread the word, or I'll become enraged. My career depends on it.
I can't wait for people to see that, because it was really fun. It's such a great special.
And everyone's got to watch it. I need the grassroots. Otherwise,
it's right before the world shut down too. So it's kind of like nostalgic. Like, oh, remember when we can just go and
simpler time? Yeah,
sure. One time,
cough in each other's mouths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I'm Pee Wee Herman. You might know me from TV, but I really want to be a DJ. It took some convincing, but KCRW finally agreed to give me an hour on the radio to play you some music with my friends. Anyway, tune in for 1 hour of the bestest, most funnest time you'll ever have on the Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour. I am personally inviting you to tune your transistor radio in to hear me, or go to kcrw.com. Duh. It'll be available for the whole week from November 26th to December 3rd. So you can listen to it again and again and again and again and again.
The Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour was produced by Maximum Fun and can be streamed on kcrw.com until December 3rd.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Steven Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
Let's bring making her triumphant second appearance on the program. We had so much fun with her last time, and we really didn't even begin to scratch the surface into her world. She has an album called Magpie on Blonde Medicine Records. She's hilarious. We just did a handful of shows together in Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, here once again, we're going to ask her the tough questions tonight. Andy Main.
Woo!
There she is.
Oh, triumphant return.
Yes. This is Andy Main. Thank you for joining us tonight. Sorry, mm-hmm. We're a little behind schedule. I don't know if I should be saying this out loud, but you earlier today gave me... Okay, there it is. You gave me foolishly your OKCupid login. And I have not made use of it yet, but I thought... I just thought that while you're here, what we should do, could I do live OKCupiding on your account?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now let me ask you this. I'm installing OKCupid as we speak onto my phone because I'm in a relationship, so I feel like I should not be. I felt wrong downloading it a second earlier than when you're actually on the show. even though the second we're done with the show, I tend to just keep at it.
Andy, are you drinking Booch?
I'm drinking more Booch. Yeah, I got my lucky Booch.
I'm thinking of getting some kombucha.
Yeah.
No, it's just
Pink
Booch.
Lady.
It's just Booch.
Just booches.
Is that what you call it? Is that what people who are down with kombucha call it?
That's what booch heads call it, yeah.
They call it booch?
Sure. I mean, I do. I don't know if anyone else does.
Do people, and I'm not encouraging this, first of all, I'm especially not encouraging it, because congratulations to you on, and I feel like we can say this publicly because it is on your Instagram. You're 70 days sober today.
70 days sober. Yes. Thank you so much.
Nice job.
Congrats. Kudos.
I'm cheersing myself in that window. Yeah.
Yeah.
69, day 69 was real important. You know, that was a bridge I wanted to cross 69 days ago, and I did it.
What, now, are you being saucy? Because that's a
dirty. A little number. Saucy. Yeah. A little saucy.
That's such so great. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's been really good for all the right reasons, like mental health wise, physical health wise. Like, my inner monologue is a lot nicer to myself. So that's new. Not used to that one.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Are you, I thought you were on my OkCupid earlier because I started getting notifications, but that must have just been
I'm a purist. Leftovers. I'm a purist, and I decided I was not going to log in.
Okay.
Until
it'd be great if you could share your phone screen, Dave, so we could actually see.
Yeah, because we matched with Ray earlier today, and I didn't even look at Ray's profile because I wanted to save that for the pod. But I guess that was a match that I made with Ray.
Well, good for you. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, thank you.
This is.
You sound jealous.
Well, I would just like to have. Oh, no. It's making me, you're going to have to text me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to text
it's
you
saying
like a
to
code.
Send a code. I hope you're willing to, cause we're, you know, we're yeah. live.
yeah, it's fine.
Text me the code or just say it out loud.
0008139.
Cause there's no way anyone can decipher this, right?
No, like I there's
the one time.
What's
code.
Anyone gonna do that's worse to my OkCupid profile than what I've already done to it?
Now, what do I do? How do I swipe on someone? how do I do you, it? How's this
well,
work?
You, the way that I do it, because I don't read profiles anymore, is I just look at photos. So, are you at the Discover queue? Can you see stuff at the top?
It says match percentage.
Yeah, click on that one, and that'll give you people who have more in common with me than the regular people. That's so, like a specialized algorithm
how do
based
I,
on the.
How do I write to them?
Well,
it's like your you Spotify swipe, Discover Weekly.
Yeah, okay, you people. You swipe right if they're hot, left if they're not, my friend.
Does that mean I push their photo to the right if they're hot?
Yeah, I take my pointer finger and I put the phone on the table and just do a clean little right swipe by hitting the photo and moving it with my finger.
Wait a minute. Oh, man.
It sure is.
I'm already blowing like relationships for you.
Jilly Fitz said this is an exercise in extreme trust.
I'm just swiping right on everybody.
Okay, that's a method that people do. That's fine.
Oh, really?
You'll find me a boyfriend that way. Yeah, on Tinder, people will just swipe right on every single person, and then you'll get a notification that you matched with someone.
Oh.
And then you'll look. Did we get a match?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we matched with this guy. This is great.
Who is it?
His name is Tyler.
Oh, it's not letting me see it on my phone.
Too many
well, you're
on.
Wait, so it doesn't show up?
It doesn't show up on my phone.
I wrote
only for you.
Hey, Tyler. Hey,
can
Tyler.
Can you hold Tyler up to the screen first? Can we see what he looks like?
No, no. I feel like that's not safe. That we need to protect his anonymity.
Wait, can you cover his face so we can just get an idea? Like, just put your thumb over.
Well, I'm in the middle of messaging.
What kind of dude? What kind of dude would you say Tyler is?
An everyman.
An everyman. Okay.
Well,
hiking?
I could tell you a lot about him, actually.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. He is...
questions answered, too.
He's vaccinated. He's
oh, good.
Tall.
That's not good.
He drinks sometimes. He doesn't smoke anything.
That's pretty good.
He's seems to be up for anything.
Anything.
Okay. Does he look rich?
What about location? How far is he?
He's in Colorado.
Hey, that's good. That's
you,
good.
They give you miles or no?
No. So I wrote, so, hey, Tyler, I wrote 3 exclamation points.
Oh, Dave, that's too many exclamation points.
Enthusiastic.
And then
easy, Dave.
And then he didn't write back yet, so I wrote.
You already double texted.
Are you there?
Question mark.
Oh, no. Oh, Dave. The good thing with this whole exercise is that my dating life was going horribly when I was trying sincerely. So I feel like this isn't going to make any difference.
So yeah. I wrote, and then I wrote, where did you go? Question mark. Okay.
Yes. Okay, now we just wait for the geese to come home to roost or whatever.
Right, and now you have a match with a guy named Ray. So,
oh, good.
I
oh, Tyler just popped up. Oh, now I can see what you're doing now. And you wrote to Ray, Ray the man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really nervous about, oh, I've seen Tyler before on the apps. That's funny. He's said hello to me on Tinder before, and I didn't say hello back. So this is going to be interesting, Dave.
Now, how far back in your messages should I go? I should only go with my new.
You should not look at anything.
Only my. I feel like, out of fairness, I should only be able to talk to men that I personally have attracted.
I believe so.
By my own, I think that's swiping.
Yes,
which
yes,
is let's so far that. Just.
That's two swipes. Ray, I mean, that's two Tyler. Matches.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, someone just wrote back. Hello there.
Oh, oh no. So that's Tyler. Let's see. He's got a dry sense of humor, Dave. You might want to play on that.
All right.
Okay. He misses food in Houston.
Let's not give too much away. Okay. We don't want to, you know, we need to protect his anonymity. What if you end up getting married to him and I'm the, you know, I'm maybe a minister. I don't even know.
That'd be great. I mean, that's best case scenario.
This is really exciting. I'm buzzing with, you know, I can't.
Are your hands shaking?
I'm nervous. I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah.
In fact,
I'll say this about Tyler. Probably... I hope he has a good personality.
Yes. What do you, he said he's relaxing after a Monday at work. What do you do? Say, what do you do? What don't you do? Ha, 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 ha.
What don't you do? Oh, that's good, Dave. That's gonna really get me a date.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Well, really this is like this. Yeah, you are. If you get me married, man, I'll give you 10% of my
of your dowry. My dowry. Your dowry?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check in a little later with Tyler.
But Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. I have a good feeling. How have you been doing, Andy Main, since it's been a couple weeks since we've seen you? You've gotten, you're more sober than you were before.
Yeah. More molecules in my body have gotten without alcohol than before. We had Thanksgiving. I went back home to Portland for that.
How was that?
It was okay. I ended up fainting.
Wow.
Yeah, sober. But
Dave,
I just like
Dave knows a lot about fainting sober.
Oh, really?
I talked about that like a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
Like a week or two ago, yeah.
I fainted myself. Let's tell your fainting story and we'll compare fainting stories.
Oh, okay. I had just finished my show and I was feeling weird. And I told my friend I was going to go. And then I made it half a block and I fell down and the security guard pulled me up. And then he made me stand up too fast. And then I fell down again and I hurt my elbow.
You fainted on the street?
I fainted on the street, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I hurt
my elbow right there. And then a lady came over and she got like really in my face. Like you could tell that she had like some sort of first responder training. And she was just like, you know, rapid fire questions about me being aware of like what year it was and who the president was and stuff. And then they decided that I could walk home. And I did. I was only two blocks away from my place. And I just like, I don't know what it was. It could have been going from Colorado to Portland and the air pressure being different.
Okay, I'll accept that, medically speaking.
What do you think? Why do you faint?
I literally, in the last 20 years, I've only fainted in bathrooms, at home in the bathroom. And I fainted recently for the first time, I would say, in a good 15 years easily. I was in the bathroom and I woke up like with my arm in the toilet, just like on my knees, like, what's going on?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Did you do anything in the toilet first?
No, there was nothing in there. Nothing had happened. No transaction.
So do you think you just like reached for something and that's how your hand ended up in there?
Or no, I don't know. I think I don't really know. I'm not really sure.
How long were you out? Do you know?
No, I would say, you know.
You don't have a camera in your bathroom at all times?
Just at the diner that I run. I own at my diner, I have one in the bathroom. Who is that?
Chuck the girls' bathroom?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Yeah, that's Chuck Berry.
I used to work years ago, right out of college, I had a job working at a music publishing company a few days a week, and they controlled Chuck Berry's publishing. And so you could go in the Rolodex. It was a simpler time when there'd be Rolodexes, and you could like look up Chuck Berry's phone number, and then one of them said the restaurant. So you could call him and interrupt him like, "Hey Chuck, sorry to interrupt you from looking at videos of people going to the bathroom, but
it would have been cool if you had called while you were in the bathroom."
I know.
it would have been like an Inception thing.
I know. This is
pre-cell phones.
Or pre-everyone having cell phones. Well, me especially.
Well, that really would have given you an edge of surprise.
Tyler hasn't written back yet. He said what he does, and I said, "What is that?" 2 question marks. Because I truly didn't know what it was.
We can't say what he is.
No, we don't want to
protect him. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what that means either. I think he came up with 2 different words, like an improv suggestion, and just threw it together.
What if he is listening or watching this show and he's like, wait a minute. If he is,
he'd be stoked.
On the off chance he is, I would hope that he understands. The joke is not on him here. It's on you, Andy. This is not a joke at Tyler's expense. It's just me being a bad friend.
This is a
StreamYard link in the chat in case he is watching.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh.
No, this could be a first date with Tyler virtually, where he watches us on Twitch and decides if he wants to get in this mess.
There you go.
Incredible. Well, I feel like this is going really well.
So you ask him what he's doing right now.
He already said he's relaxing after work.
After a rough day at work.
But that's too general. Right now, like, what can he get?
I think you should just just message him the StreamYard link.
No, see, no.
That's it. Ray messaged us, Dave.
Oh, he did. Oh my gosh, this is turning into
This is, you're spinning too many plates. This is like
an 80s
sitcom where you have two girls at the dance, and now you're going to have to keep them straight.
Hey, oh my gosh, Ray said, hi, my apologies. Looks like I won't
match with you politically.
Oh my god.
Oh, Ray.
Wait.
I put that I'm a socialist in my profile.
You should just say you did that ironically.
Tell them that we're ironically libertarian.
Oh man. Ray.
You could also tell Ray that I don't match with Ginger's politically speaking. Can definitely.
Wait, he's a conservative.
Why did he match with me if he's conservative? That's on him.
His beard looks too, like,
too groomed?
Fluffy to be conservative. Yeah, it looks like too, like, I don't know. See?
You should tell him that he doesn't have he doesn't look like he has a conservative beard, and see what he says about that.
I'm waiting to hear back. Oh boy!
You just asked Ray, "What are your politics?"
I know. What a boring question. See, this is the problem. This is why, you know, I couldn't. It's good that I'm not actually on these apps because it would consume me.
Mm-hmm.
It would absolutely consume me.
Your attachment styles really, really off the charts here. You know,
I go all in. I go all in.
Yeah, you need to build some calluses for this kind of thing.
I know. I think
you wear your heart on your sleeve, David.
I'm a woman who loves too much. This is what we know. Wait, so you were in Portland for the Thanksgiving holiday. You fainted.
I fainted. In the middle of downtown, and I got saved by random passerbys, and then I just felt woozy and slept. I slept a lot in Portland. I don't know. Maybe I just had an aneurysm or something.
Were you at Maga Maggie's house?
Maga Maggie, no. That's my mom, for the listeners at home. I'll tell you guys this out loud. I didn't tell her that I was in town. I kind of skipped.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were at her house. You came home.
No.
You literally came home for Thanksgiving and you didn't call your own mother?
Yeah, we're not talking right now.
I respect that.
Why aren't you talking, if I may ask?
Because she keeps texting me manifestos about Trump winning the election.
Oh no!
So she's fully insane. Well, you know who she would
fully
really
insane.
You know, I bet she would like. There's this Ray. Guy named Ray.
He frankly says, "Ask him how many My Pillows he owns."
I'll ask him how many My Pillows. We can double team him because I'm on my phone and you're on the app.
Okay,
this is good podcasting. That's what this is.
This is why we're number one in our time slot. We don't factor in what it sounds like. Meanwhile, I'm texting Tyler. I'm already so devastated by the fact that I've lost Ray that
you're double teaming on Tyler?
I wrote to Tyler. I said, want to hang out? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
It's all happening.
We're moving fast. That's great.
It's all
this
happening.
Is a lot better. Yeah. But I had Thanksgiving with my best friend, Jenna, and her family, and that was really fun. And then I did a bunch of shows. Like, they had a comedy festival. I was a part of the Ha Ha Harvest Fest.
Oh, yeah, the Ha Ha Harvest.
Yeah, we've done the Ha Ha Harvest Fest.
Oh, you Ha Ha have?
Yes, we have.
Like, 2 years ago.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I spent a lot of time at Kelly's Olympian, and it was good. I did a light of episode of my podcast with, like, 8 people on the panel. That was really fun.
Oh, love it. I love it. I don't know if I've been to Portland since. No, I think I have. No, I take it back. I have been since then.
Portland has been hit hard. and I'm worried about it. It feels really gritty. Portland was always like cute gritty, but now it's looking devastating.
Now it's gritty.
Now it's like not cute anymore. Now it's like, oh, this is fucked up and we should call Child Protective Services.
It's funny you mentioned gritty, because did you hear that I'm actually Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team mascot?
I didn't know that. Yep. And I don't know how that is going to affect my crush on Gritty. So you're going to have to give me some time to figure that one out.
Just process that. But it might all work out, because let me ask you a question, Andy Main. When are you free this week?
This has gone too far.
What night might you be free to get together with someone for kombucha and question mark?
I'm going to be out of town, actually.
No, you're not.
I'm not going on a date with this guy, Dave. I can't do it.
Listen, you know, I worked really hard.
What's the best case scenario in this? Like, I have a mediocre date. I have to, like, hide the fact that this was kind of a joke for a podcast, not on him, but on me.
It's a joke on me. I just think you should give it a shot.
Okay. Well, let's get to know Tyler a little bit more. Ask him what kind of food he likes.
He already... Okay.
Dave, you gotta tap the brakes a little bit. You're going really fast.
I have one speed. Oh my gosh, it's all happening so fast.
It sure is.
This is like a Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah,
it
really is.
Exactly like it. It's like the reverse of it, where the really bad person is doing the talking.
But then, like, if they still are attracted to you after enduring that kind of thing, then it's true love, you know?
Yep, feels good. Feels good.
Yeah.
Man. Oh my gosh.
Have you swiped on more, or are you just going all in this hard on Tyler?
No, I'm not a monster, Dez.
Just saying.
Maybe I should.
Yeah. Cast a wide net.
I think, I mean, like, if I'm waiting for someone to message me back, I'm swiping. That's what I'm doing, Dave. You gotta spin as many plates as you can here.
Get in
and
the
sense things.
These guys are really young.
I think I'm like 30 to 40 in there. I'm like in my age range.
Okay.
You sound like you're getting old, buddy.
I'm just saying they might be too young for me.
Okay. I have a question. Are you swiping for people that you find yourself attracted to, or are you swiping for people that you think that I would be attracted to?
I'm just swiping. Anyone who's alive and on the app is getting swiped.
Okay.
It's how I live my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a dangerous man.
Damn right.
Did you already talk about Panera Bread today?
No, we haven't. I went to Panera. My dad
seemed really heated there.
We got bagels and cookie. And then the cookie I got for us to share, and then he just ate it. So
what kind of cookie was it?
Chocolate chip.
Was it like while you weren't looking? Did you get up and then you came back and it was gone?
No, I said, oh, I also got a cookie. Do you want some? And I handed it to him, and he was like, thanks. And he ate it.
When you handed it to him, that it was no longer yours. When you give away a cookie, you can't expect to get any of it back.
You know who would agree with that?
That's on your dad.
Bob Hill, my dad.
He's absolutely right.
He would agree with it. Yeah, he was just like, oh, I should, yeah. I don't know. I thought I handed it to him in a way like, here is we're sharing this, but he was just like, no. First of all, Panera, yeah, that was right. I went in there, you know, I resist Panera, but I went in there kind of like, you know, because they have a grilled, they have a macaroni and cheese sandwich. It's macaroni and cheese between toast.
Is it like cheese sauce instead of mayonnaise?
I think like, it's, I think it's like literally just macaroni and cheese just dumped in between two slices of toast. Which seems like
you're not selling it.
Is that good?
No, I mean, I wanted to get it even, but then I got in there and I felt like all of a sudden I didn't see how to order it, and I felt like I could only order what was on the board.
I'm like that too.
I got nervous, and then
too many bad experiences ordering something and they just look at you like,
don't get creative.
Like, yeah, like yeah. When you order the lobster tail at a Greek diner. We're like, what? It's on the menu. I got it. And then like I got, so my dad, he just wanted cinnamon and raisin bagel. Oh, they're trying to get you to upgrade to OK Cupid Premium.
What does that get you?
More access.
It helps. It would let me see who's swiped on me already, and that way,
that's pretty. Good.
I could, yeah.
Dave,
but they could just be rapid fire swiping like what Dave's doing here. So,
man, oh man.
Yeah, love's tough, man. Love's a battlefield. Belinda Carlisle was right. If that's who wrote it.
That's Pat Benatar. Get your okay. Get your come on.
Damn. See, battlefields are battlefields.
Belinda Carlisle mostly sang about love that was going well, but Pat Benatar, her songs were more about, you know, the struggle of love. If I can critique them on the fly, like
yeah.
This. I'm referring to Belinda Carlisle's solo work, of course, not her work with the Go-Go's. But what I was going to say is, so I go in there and my dad gets a cinnamon and raisin bagel, just toasted, and so I ordered an everything bagel with onion and chive cream cheese, thinking that they would go ahead and put it on there for me. And they just give you
little packets.
Yeah, like a little thing. Like, yeah. And I'm like, that's no fun. Like, I got to do it myself.
They're probably way too frozen, too, right?
Oh,
yeah, they're not
enraged.
What about when someone puts too much cream cheese on your bagel, though? Like, I like having that control. Good.
No, yeah. I don't mind it because then you just squeeze it out the sides and then you shave it off with like a credit card or a Metro card or something.
Slap it on the screen.
Yeah.
Well, I don't order everything bagels either, so we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Why? And I have a friend in England. She didn't know what an everything bagel was.
Well, it's a uniquely American kind of bagel, I would imagine.
I think
it's
bagels
very
in
greedy.
General are pretty.
Yeah,
American.
They are.
No, they're Have not. You... Are they?
They're Jewish.
But they're not invented in America, are they?
No, but they're way more. They're like a staple here. I think if you, most places, you wouldn't just be able to like get a bagel at a deli, you know, in London or something.
I can't
Did
even
tell your...
really get a bagel out here in West Jersey at a deli. Yeah. To be honest, it's. Very regional at best.
Do you know what? Yeah, I've never once seen what's it called? English muffins in England. I've been to England roughly 1,000 times.
I don't think that they eat them there. I don't think it's like a thing.
I've never once seen them ever anywhere.
Or like scone, it's a variation on the scone, kind of.
Yeah,
I think they're just called muffins.
No, you raise a good point. I know it seems like a humor, a comedy bit, but I do always get confused. Like when you go out for like Italian food in Italy? Is it, are you just going out for food? I guess you are.
They also have, I mean, crumpets are kind of like bagels. They're kind of like in between English muffins and bagels.
That could not be more wrong.
That's the crumpets I've had in my life.
Well, I'm going to, you know, who's going to settle this for us?
It's Tyler.
Yeah. Cause we're talking about food anyway.
Yeah. Just to recap,
he likes everything but fish. And I said, do you like crumpets? Though he said he likes Mexican sushi, steak, ramen, as long as it's not fish, I'm good. And yet he just said
he likes, that he likes
sushi. So maybe he's saying he doesn't want to go out for like grilled salmon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to go to Outback Steakhouse, or maybe he does. We'll find out. Dave, if you suggest like a horrible restaurant at a time and place sometime this week, I'll go meet Tyler. I'll go do it just for the hell of it. Why not? Let's do
it. See, this is how,
if you can charm Tyler into paying for my dinner, you have to let him know that I don't drink, so that he doesn't get any wild ideas.
Does it say in your profile that you don't drink?
I can't remember, and my phone's frozen now because of all the hot matching action.
What about this? This sounds like a romantic comedy. Like, is like you guys get married, right?
And
then I'm at the reception and I've had a little too much to drink, and I'm like, Tyler, isn't it crazy to think that it was me messaging you and just joking around on Andy's account? And he's like, what? I'm a joke to you? You guys think this is all a big joke? And he runs away. And then you're like, Tyler.
And then, Tyler!
And then you look at me.
Tyler.
And then you look at me like, why? You ruined everything. And then I'm not sure what happens.
Well, you would have to fix it according to like romantic comedy rules. Like, I think we're in the third act. Is that it? In the third act is when they seem like they're irreconcilably, I can't say that word, irreconcilably, you know, unable to reconnect. And then something happens by the person that ruined everything where they fix it. That's the formula.
I'm going to fix it, but the only way I can fix it is by going back on the app.
You got to go back to OkCupid in the future or something.
Oh, man.
I was thinking of just like a grand gesture, like, you know, maybe almost jumping off a bridge, and then Tyler saves you, I save you, and then Tyler sees how much I care about you, and then he's like, well, that means Andy cares about me.
Tyler, I think Dave's a piece of shit and I saved him.
So I'm gonna take care of you when you're dead, Tyler, or something. This is amazing. I have no notes.
What's your favorite restaurant in Colorado, in Denver?
City O City.
Don't send them there, though, to her favorite place.
Yeah.
What's your second favorite restaurant in Denver?
God, I don't know. Fuck. Oh, I don't know. Man. I don't know. Maybe just suggest, like, where would I go with Tyler? Where won't we go together in our beautiful future? Tell him I like Greek. I'm craving hummus lately. I've got a real...
Wait, Greek isn't hummus?
Yeah, there is. There's Greek hummus.
No, there isn't.
There is.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do you like...
The first time I had hummus was in a Greek restaurant.
I call bullshit on this.
They call it hummus in Greek.
Well, you're going to be going to Greek food with him.
Okay.
This Thursday night.
That sounds good. Thursday night? Okay. Should I? We'll let the listeners decide. During this first date, do I have to pretend that we didn't? How? Like, should I pretend this was an organic connection?
You can't say that I did it.
I can't say. Okay, so this is a secret that we have to hold. Okay.
Oh yeah, without question.
Okay. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Get a free euro out of it, maybe.
I already said you would pay.
That's very forward of me. Well, gosh, I'm really looking forward to this. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. This bit's only going to keep paying off.
I mean, next week we'll be hearing about it.
Yeah. What if Tyler ghosts me? That'll be upsetting.
You know who will be really upset about that is me.
Yeah.
I'll take it personally. Well,
yeah, this is going to put you, like, what if Tyler and I connect and then we have a fight? Could you be the arbiter in the fight to help us, you know, deal with the situation? Would you be comfortable with that?
As long as like I'm counselor? On the app, I don't see why not.
If Tyler and I have an argument through the app, that's
as long as I'm messaging him incessantly anyway, I don't see why not.
Okay, this is good. These are really good boundaries that we're giving each other before this gets too deep.
Yeah. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Well, we are just about out of time, unfortunately. We didn't even get to the tough questions. Andy, will you come back soon?
So we can
ask you the tough questions.
Of course, yes.
Thank you to Andy Main. Get her album Magpie. Hit her up on OKCupid, though she's quite busy already. Thank you, Andy. Where did she go? Did she leave?
Oh my god!
Sorry. I clicked.
You ghosted me.
I took this screenshot earlier, Dave, when you were frozen.
Oh, gotcha. Really,
you look ridiculous.
I do. I look like I'm on crack cocaines. I got to go see if the Slovenian Club is still open. Everybody, come out to see me on the Puddles Pity Party tour starting next week. Go to puddlespityparty.com for tour dates. See if we're coming to your town. The Pride of Cleveland is out next week on the 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube channel, December 9th. Those are my demands.
I don't have an image for that one, but I do have
You'll get one soon enough. You have a guy in JNCOs. That's close enough, right? What are those called? JNCOs?
JNCOs, yeah.
You should put that on my OKCupid profile.
Oh, send that to me. Send that to me, Chris. I can upload photos.
Say looking for a man like this.
Yeah, do you have what it takes? Can you fill these pants?
Can you fill these giant legged jeans?
Everybody, subscribe to our channel here on Twitch, MR Dave Hill, Mr. Dave Hill. It'll help us pay for Greek dinner for
Tyler just messaged us.
I'm glad you're saying us, because it is me. I'm doing the heavy lifting here.
He likes Mediterranean food, but he hasn't been to a Greek-specific restaurant besides Renzio's.
I'm going to tell him to fuck off. He said that that's the wrong answer. Oh, boy.
I'm going to get laid. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, congrats. We're here to help.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Thank you, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Dez.
Yeah, man.
And by the way, Dez, everyone sides with you that
my father was right.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
I know.
So
we'll see what we can come up with next week.
Okay. See you next week, everybody. Thank you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.